And finally tonight, the latest polls say the public has mixed feelings about who should win this year's presidential election, depending on what question is asked. But commentator Playthel Benjamin says considering what's at stake, there is no question about who women and people of color should vote for.
The latest polls measuring support for the Democratic and Republican candidates for president are by turns heartening, depressing, confusing, and frightening. It's heartening to see that President Obama is leading in the polls because people like and trust him to protect their interests. But it is depressing to see that the margin is only 4 points and that more people believe Paul Ryan is in touch with the feelings of the American people than Joe Biden. And it is confusing and frightening that a majority of Americans believe the nation's economy would be better managed by Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, whose economic plan has been called Bushism on steroids by Bill Clinton, who issued a strong endorsement for President Obama's economic plan earlier today. Hence, I remain convinced that a Republican victory in the fall would imperil the economic recovery and set the stage for a worse economic disaster. While it is true another economic depression would hurt most Americans, and the working class in general, it would slaughter the dreams of black and Hispanic citizens. The Bush economic crash resulted in the loss of 67% of all wealth Afro-Americans had accumulated since the abolition of slavery in 1865. Black and Hispanic citizens face housing foreclosures at 4 times the rate of whites. And since home ownership is the basis for family wealth among working and middle-class Americans, the result is that at present, the net worth of Afro-American and Hispanic families is the lowest on record. And had the Social Security Fund been invested in the stock market like Bush wanted, and the Romney-Ryan approach still favors, they would be even worse off. Given the priorities in the Romney-Ryan budget, the situation will get worse should Republicans seize control of both the executive and legislative branches of government. The thousands of public sector workers they have vowed to lay off will destabilize the Afro-American and Hispanic middle class, since many work in the public sector. And the drastic cuts proposed for food supplement programs, along with the repeal of the Affordable Health Care Act, will further devastate those communities. The Republicans try to justify the assault on the working poor and middle class in the Ryan budget, which is guided by ideology rather than economics, and they have twice passed it in the House, and Mitt Romney has endorsed it, by arguing that the programs haven't worked and they're a drag on the economy. They argue this money would be better spent as tax breaks for the rich, whom they piously call job creators. However, one real job creator offers a radically different view. Writing in the Washington Post op-ed on August 17th, Jane C. Rommel, founder of Rommel Asset Management, LLC, the manager of several $100 million, tells us how he began life as a poor working-class boy in a female-headed household in Detroit, but is now worth many millions. He demonstrates how every stage of his present success was assisted by government programs, beginning with the Pell Grants that allowed him to go to college. He also says that he and people like him ought to pay more taxes, considering how good this country has been to them. He dismisses the Republican argument that regulation and higher taxation hinders business activity as bunk, a Republican fiction. That's just what President Obama and the Democrats say. Hence, Afro-Americans, Hispanics, and women should vote for the Democrats because their life chances in America literally depends on it, and the possibility that many could still vote Republican, or not vote at all, is both confusing and frightening. From New York City, this is Playthel Benjamin with a commentary on the Times.